This time we will turn to our responsive reading, which will be Lord's Day number 12. You know, the first phrases of the Apostles' Creed, I think, slip from our lips almost without reflection. We say, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord. Well, the Catechism spends this Lord's Day on that name of Christ, the name Anointed One. Let's read question and answer 31 and 32 together. It's found on page 25. Why is He called Christ, that is, anointed? Because He is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of His body has redeemed us and ever lives to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by His word and spirit and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. But why are you called Christians? Because by faith I am a member of Christ and thus a partaker of His anointing, in order that I may confess His name, may present myself a living sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him, and with a free conscience may fight against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter eternity reign with Him over all creatures. So the name Christ, it's not like His first name and His second name, like we think of our proper names, right, or our birth parents and so forth. But these are designations which reveal to us, which remind us of who He is in terms of His work. The name Christ literally means the Anointed One. In the Old Testament, the word for Anointed One was Messiah. And so when you think of the expectation, the anticipation of the coming Christ, it was the one who would come to do the work assigned to Him by the Father. And of course, the promises of the Savior, the promises of the Lord, stretch from the Garden of Eden to the book of Malachi. I want to draw your attention to a couple things before I show you one, I think, wonderful connection to the Belgic Confession. Notice the first part of answer 31. Because He is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher. In other words, prophet, priest, and king is where we're going with this, but the main focus of being the prophet and teacher is the one who's going to reveal, the one who's going to teach and instruct. Well, what I think is amazing is, what is it that He has come to do? Well, look at the next phrase there. Who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption? Remember on the Olivet Discourse, Jesus is visiting with His disciples. He says to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me. And then one of the disciples asked, but where are you going? How do we get there? And Jesus says, well, how is this possible? That you don't know Me, you don't know who I am. And then He says, if you know Me, you know the Father. You know His love. You know what He's willing to do. You know what's in His heart. Of course, it is Him who is rich in mercy, abounding in love and kindness. And that is what is revealed to us in Christ, the Son of God.
this past week, Anna, she's not here, I can use her for an example. How wonderful. She's out to the restroom or something. She's doing a paper on Ephesians chapter 3. And I says, oh, well, that's really what I see as the central thrust of the gospel right there. That God was from the beginning planning to fulfill redemption that Jesus might be the Savior of the whole world. That is to say, from people from every name, every tribe, every country, every color. And that's what he did in Christ. And that is how God has revealed himself and his love. Well, that's really our claim. You know, I don't know if anybody can trace our ethnicity to the children of Abraham, at least by blood, but we can certainly do that as we identify ourselves with the God of Abraham, that we might praise him.